CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to Future CEOs here on Cliff Central, and it's so good to be with you. And Thluby, again, I'm so glad you're in studio with us. Let me just quickly ask you, what was it actually like to be at the Durban International Film Festival?
It was great.
For all of us, you'll never go to that.
It was just all about networking and seeing great films that the ordinary South Africa would never see, foreign films included.
Okay, so you networked.
Definitely.
You used some of the skills that you've learned here on Future CEOs.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Speaking about learning here on Future CEOs, we're about to get into our hashtag Bank Better feature.
Love it.
Hashtag FNB business.
Yes.
So please go online and make sure that you look at some of the tweets that are out there. I'm using those hashtags. And let me ask this question to introduce our topic here. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of stories where employees have stolen money out of cash register?
All the time, Gareth. All the time.
I mean, I would hate to be running a business where I can't trust that my employees would just leave the cash alone.
All the time.
So,
how is it preventable?
I think that's what we need to be talking about today. And in fact, what we are talking about with F&B.
Okay.
Merchant services is what it's all about. Now, Jesse, welcome back to the studio. Jesse Weinberg, do you want to just introduce yourself to those this is the first time that they're hearing your voice?
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Jesse Weinberg and I'm with F&B Business. So we're here with you guys on a weekly feature for Bank Better with F&B. And basically what we're doing is we have our rewards program, which rewards businesses for banking with us.
Woohoo!
And each one of the parts, the products and the solutions is part of our rewards program that gives you more points. So basically you can earn more e-bucks back, etc. We're going to unpack each one of those as a topic over these coming weeks. And I think this is our third episode now that we're doing it. So each week we're basically speaking about a different product or a solution which really will help your business out there to bank better.
So what exactly do you mean about merchant services? What are we talking about?
Okay, so F&B's term for merchant, F&B's merchant services is really what we have as a division in our company, which offers businesses the ability to really accept card payments in their business, amidst a few other very exciting things. But we refer to merchant services, and I know we're going to bust some jargon here. So what goes hand in hand is a lot of the market knows our devices out there as speedpoint devices.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're talking the language.
So now we can, so these are sort of conversations we're exactly we want to have here because there's generally confusion around these things. Yeah. But quite straightforward is that our awesome turquoise machines out there in the market, which, say speedpoint on them, they're offered by a division within F&B called Merchant Services. And that's really how the market knows this particular division. And it's about accepting cards and other forms of card-related payments in your business.
And Devon, you have testament to using the Speedpoint or Merchant Services of F&B.
No, absolutely. We use these devices in all of our stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped us to reduce cash by almost as much as 80%. So, it's wonderful.
No. Using cash in a business is a couple of things. It's costly.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk a little bit about the costs involved in using cash. But then it's also risky. Risky from an employee side and also risky from a security side. Devon, just talk us through a couple of your experiences and your thoughts in relation to what we've just mentioned,
sure.
the cost and the risk.
So probably cost-wise, there's two main costs. Businesses either have to go and deposit this cash, and the other have to use an external business to go and do that.
Sure.
That's incredibly costly.
Yeah.
And the second one is the actual fees charged. I fully understand why they charge the fees, but the fees to deposit cash is quite...
And that's
quite
a handling fee, right?
It's a handling fee, yeah. I understand because cash needs to be moved,
yeah.
So there's a cost associated to that. So obviously, for us, those are the two cost elements. If we can remove that, it's got an impact on our bottom line, so it's good.
And then from a risk perspective, I know we were talking off air a little bit about getting rid or mitigating the risk around employees, and you guys are expanding as well, your business. And so just talk us through the peace of mind that comes with using an electronic means versus this cash thing that we seem
Very
to
nice.
Not let go of.
So the nice thing about having a speed point is the ability to do a decent recon at the end of the day. You know exactly what's gone through your system. That lessens our time at the end of the day to do a cash up. So obviously it makes our business way more efficient.
Okay.
And but the biggest risk is cash just leaving your till.
Absolutely.
So if you can reduce that risk, even if you have less cash in your till, and especially with us expanding, you've now got 60 or 70 people having access to a till.
Yeah.
That's a, it's a massive risk. If we can only do our transactions electronically, if everybody wants to use a card, we'd opt for that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Qualifying criteria, Jesse? Are there? Is there? Should there be?
Not necessarily qualifying criteria. It's more that each application that comes in to get merchant services or Speedpoint of ours in your business is assessed on a case by case. So once you make the application and you tell us about who your business is and what you do and what you need and all of that, it goes into a process of assessing your particular needs as a customer. And then obviously from that, it's when we can, you know, give you things like what pricing we're talking about, or, you know, what solutions would be effective and what you should have for your business.
So we want you to get a little bit more technical with us. We want to dig into the meat a little bit, but before we can do that, we have to talk. We have to bust some jargon,
Busting some jargon. Yeah. I like that.
So, and we've got to do it, otherwise we're going to get lost in this conversation because it can be a little bit confusing. We've spoken about merchant services. We've spoken about a Speedpoint machine. I think most people would know what that is. But then CP and CNP. What is that?
Okay, so yeah, they are. This probably sounds like some sort of foreign language, but
a little.
Again, what's quite cool, what we found throughout this already, is that there's a lot of jargon which gets thrown around in the banking world or in the payments world, and then it's quite interesting when we translate it into normal speak. But what we talk about with card, so CP stands for card present, and CNP stands for card not present.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it's quite a succinct way of putting it, because card present is when a card is presented for payment at, for example, a physical till.
Yes.
So you hand over your card, or you dip your card, or you tap your card, and that's a card present transaction where the card was presented for payment. And obviously then the whole other side of that, which is the massive e-commerce arena, is when you're paying for things without your card being present. So you're booking an airline ticket online, or you are, you know, paying for something even over the telephone, as an example, not ideal, but it's really when the card wasn't physically presented in front for a payment. So that's what's called either card present or card not present. And obviously our merchant services, why we call them merchant services, is because it's not just about accepting card present physical, you know, scenarios, but it's also the e-commerce component of it.
Yes.
So it's about accepting card payments, and F&B facilitates that, so you can accept online e-commerce payments.
And just quickly, tap and go?
I want to ask you something about this very, very quickly.
Okay.
Because the tap and go thing is very, very cool.
Very, very cool.
We're talking about cards here, but tap and go takes it to the next level. Have you heard about it before?
Do you have it, Devon? Wow. I've never seen or heard about it. Tell us more.
Yeah. So it's pretty fresh in this country. I mean, it's been rolled out. So we've already done a lot of learnings from other countries.
The Whippet will be the first.
Yes. We'd love to be.
Yes.
So yeah, what tap and go is, it's actually the MasterCard term for it. I believe that Visa was going to be Wave and Go, or it's actually PayPass now that I think about it. So you've got tap and go and you've got PayPass. And,
okay.
But, so that terminology aside, really what it's about is that as the industry's evolved, so it used to be about swiping it down the side on the mag strap, and then you wouldn't have a PIN, you just have a signature. Then you had swiping down the side, and then you needed a signature on the slip. And then we moved to chip and PIN, which was, you know, about putting the card in and putting in your PIN. And the next way,
and they then want a signature and a little bit of your blood, it seems.
I don't get it,
but anyway.
Yeah. It's obviously all for security reasons, because everything's coming from a place of where there was fraud.
Of course.
But the next evolution of that now is tap and go, in the sense where it's also more commonly technically referred to as contactless. And the point is that now when you're checking out, so to speak, or you're paying at the till, you won't need to put the card into the machine or swipe it down the side. It's really about, it's a proximity reader, so it's got a little chip inside the actual card.
All right.
And you literally will tap the card on the top of the machine, and then it reads the card. And the idea is that you tap and go, or you're basically using contactless, and you're paying much faster for your stuff.
Gone are the days where you take your 50 cents to the corner cafe and buy some chappies.
Checkbook and stuff.
You remember that stuff.
Let's move on with the jargon. Standalone, Jess.
So when we talk about standalone in the sense of card present machines, so you would have a standalone device, so to speak. So if you were accepting card payments, you may have just got, you know, in the F&B world, you would have got a Speedpoint from us, and it can operate. It's got a SIM card in it that operates on its own, so you can just put in cards and away you go. On the other side of it, if it's not standalone, we refer to it as an integrated terminal. So where we've actually then, or you as a business, have integrated that terminal into your point of sale computer system. So it's less about the devices, the speed point device standing on its own and doing transactions, and it's more that it's actually integrated into your software that's running on your tool system.
Sure.
So let me just get this straight. My mother, she likes to go to these markets, right? Could I have a standalone card machine at one of these markets? Is that what you're saying to me?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, yeah, so I wouldn't even have to carry cash and do all that kind of stuff at one of these markets.
Sure. No, look, I mean, she should obviously go through the application process and applying for.
Well,
for
not my mom, but I mean, she, but someone yeah. she was buying from. Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, okay. And that's the cool thing about the devices as well, is that as the technology's evolved, it's less and less, they're becoming, you know, smaller and smaller and sort of more technology improved. So they're more mobile, you know, so to speak.
Tap and go security concerns. Some people might be asking, "Wow, this sounds a little scary." Just talk us through that.
Yeah. So look, it's a very complex. The mechanics behind it are very complex, and the economics and all of that about how it works. And that's a lot of the reason why, specifically, even South African banks are you know, in the process of just getting to grips with how this whole thing really is going to work and the finer details. Even though obviously there's various instances of it being launched. But John, look, from a security point of view, it's probably the most advanced industry in the world in terms of, you know, perfecting considerations from anti-fraud and from intelligence. So the same amount of thought process and thought that was applied to any other sort of payment mechanisms of protecting your money, you know, being backed by banks which back themselves based on their brands and their trust, is going into launching these products and solutions. So there isn't any less kind of focus in terms of security and anti-fraud and all of that that's going into every other way of banking in the country.
Devon, I want to ask you a quick question here. In terms of your processes and the way that you do business, how convenient is using something like this versus using cash, to having to reconcile it, that kind of thing? So on the accounting side of running a business, what are your thoughts around that? Has it simplified it? I'm assuming it has.
No, absolutely. Like I said previously, the reconning side is incredibly easy. So I know exactly what's coming into my business, and I can recon that according to my income statement at the end of the month. So it also allows me to control costs. So for us it's and obviously the tap and go will speed up this process of getting people through a queue.
You spoke about this off air. Just expand on those who are not familiar with or aren't thinking about this particular
absolutely.
Point.
So the time that it takes to take your card, to put it into a machine, to put in the amount, to take it out, to give the card back to you, firstly takes time. In a retail environment, you want people to move, so that's an advantage. The other thing is, I think from a security side, is people don't want their cards to leave their hands.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest consumer benefit, is the card never leaves your hand.
That's so true.
So there's no chance for anybody to scam your card. And I think that's another reason why they are introducing that, because scamming is so prevalent.
Mm.
So,
yeah. Okay, very, very interesting. A final jargon buster here. Just tell us what 3D Secure is. That's got to do with e-commerce, as I understand it.
Yeah. So 3D Secure, there's sort of something like this. 3D Secure, you would hear, are verified by Visa. Really what these are e-commerce security mechanisms to make it more safe for paying online. So you probably would have somewhere along the line, especially if you're on something like Verified by Visa or a website that's got 3D Secure enabled, instead of it just accepting the payment online and now you've processed the payment, it would ask you for either even a one-time PIN that might get sent through to your cell phone.
Okay.
Or it would ask you to, if part of the registration step, you would have had to set up like a code word or like a keyword, and then it'll display that for you at the time of making payments, so it knows that you're the correct holder of that credit card that you're using. So for both the payer and obviously the merchant, it secures the whole process even further.
Okay, very interesting. Libby?
What is risk portfolio pricing?
Okay, so it's just.
Am I? Are you with me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so I mean, without getting into too much of it, it's not. It's not as, it's probably, it sounds a lot more complex than it is, but it's just basically about that most of the time with any merchant account or merchant application, depending on who the customer is, what their setup is, where they're located, what sort of a business they are, what sort of volumes are going to go through their merchant account or through their business in terms of these payments. They take an overall view, like I was saying earlier, of a sort of a case by case on who the business is that's applying to use merchant services in the business. And we then take an overall portfolio view of, who that business is and What pricing we're going to give, and yeah, and that's pretty much what it means.
Just very quickly, so sure. to the listeners that may have just joined us, we're talking with F&B Business, and we're talking about how to bank better for your business, how to clean it up a little and earn while you spend. I mean, because that's what happens. You earn these e-bucks, and then you can use that in and on your business as well. That brings me to a question, and that is this merchant services thing. What does it cost? I mean, so how much does it cost to get a SpeedPoint machine into my business?
Yeah.
Is it worthwhile, or where do we break even?
Sure. So, look, this is why the whole conversation, I mean, we get this question a lot, and it's the easiest answer in a very succinct way is that, you know, we only determine pricing, you know, on its outset, or at least we wait for that opportunity to give the pricing once we understand exactly who the business is and what they're actually applying for.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of factors which go into it which can change the pricing that we give. Or, you know, so we try and as much as possible sort of say, look, it's very difficult to give any pricing off the bat because there's so many factors which make up what the final pricing is for a customer. So the most important thing is to go through the process, get hold of your business banker, you know, come to us, jump on our website at fmb.co.za, apply for the product. And then as you go through the application process, then we'll eventually present you with a proposal of what pricing we can offer you.
There's another technical term. I'm sorry, we need to bring it up as well. You talk about acquiring a commission rate.
Yeah.
What is that?
So when they refer to this,
sure.
It's
this is a detail.
So much, my brain. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're talking about that, it's really for a merchant accepting cards, like someone like Devon in his business, mm-hmm. if they're accepting card payments from customers, mm-hmm. As part of the way the whole of the card world works, the merchant will pay a commission for accepting those card payments in their business, and that commission basically gets paid over to the card issuers, the card acquirers themselves, so like whether it's Visa or whether it's MasterCard. So what that rate is amongst other things, it's basically the fees involved for accepting cards in your business from customers.
Okay.
And then from me, a percentage of good minutes.
Okay. So yeah, that's probably our most important metric from anybody that's providing merchant services, any bank that's providing merchant services. And it's really about what percentage of uptime that the machine's got. So
Devon.
No, absolutely. Uptime is the most important metric. Without that SpeedPoint.
What is uptime?
In other words, the thing working. In other words, if a client swipes, it actually works.
Oh my God. You definitely want that.
Absolutely. So yeah. You're either going to have a client that's incredibly peed off, or you're going to have me not making money. So that's, if they talk about an important metric, that's the important metric.
You were saying, Jess.
Yeah. So just saying. So we're very proud of our percentage of uptime. I mean, we're very much leaders in the market at this point from F&B side, because we offer very reliable uptime situations for merchants that have got a SpeedPoint device or merchant services in their business.
So we've got two minutes left here. We've been very technical in this discussion. Jesse and Devon as well, please round this up for us. Pull it all together and give us a nice summary as to really why this is such an important thing to be doing in your business.
Sure. So probably the most important thing to bear in mind is that the whole market, and I mean around the world for that matter, people are moving much more. And if anybody travels these days, you realize that most of the world is going towards card payments.
Absolutely.
You know, people are carrying less and less cash for security
Absolutely.
Reasons, for convenience reasons. I mean, even your parking machines now are, you know, accepting cards. It just makes so much sense. You don't have to scramble for coins and all that. So if the whole market and the whole world from a payment point of view is moving towards paying with cards, the logical thing is obviously you don't want to be a business out there which, you know, a guy comes to pay for his coffee and we don't accept cards, we need cash. So it's very much, at the very least, you should be accepting cards in your business. And it obviously depends on what business you're in. But if you're the sort of business which is trading with consumers or business alike, but I mean that you need to accept payment at either a point of sale or you're an e-commerce business, whatever it means, the trend is really to keep up with your customers. And that is that if your customers are moving towards paying more and more with cards, there's just an ever-increasing reason for you to be up and running with merchant services in your business and obviously then accepting those card payments.
Yeah, I think a lot of entrepreneurs in the beginning are scared of the fees associated to having a device like this. But in the end, it's an enabler to make your business grow. And I think that's the biggest thing holding people back. But as soon as you start using it and as soon as you reduce cash, the benefits are endless.
Give us a percentage, if you will. What percentage of your customers do you think you would lose if you didn't have a SpeedPoint machine or merchant services in your business?
At least 95%.
Oh, really? 95%?
Absolutely.
That, I think we end on that note because that's really the telling Absolutely. Percentage, right? The telling metric right there. Make sure you have merchant services in your business. Luby, final thoughts or feelings?
As Devon said, wanting his business to grow and banking better with F&B business.
All right, that is the show this week. Jesse, thanks for being in studio
thank
with
you,
us.
Jesse. Devon,
thank you.
Devon, you're the best.
A great pleasure, and it's always a pleasure when you're around.
I'm happy I'm back.
I'm very, very happy that you're back. And you can be back with both of us, Gareth Armstrong, yes,
and
Luby Mboya, next week, Thursday, 2 to 3, and we're going to bring you some more fascinating conversations and some more banking better insights and experiences. We'll see you then. CliffCentral.com